Real people. Real opinions. Real talk radio. The multi-award-winning Niall Boylan Show. Classic hits.
Let me get back to this message about the lap dancer, because I found it quite funny. Well, I find Herlina's reaction quite funny, actually, as well, I have to be honest with you. But anyway, it was an interesting piece, and it was on Mumsnet. I'm going to read it out to you. My husband-to-be had his stag weekend. Fun and games during the day and meal out, drinking in the evening. Ended up at a lap dancing club. I suppose no particular issue with this. He's never been before. And I wouldn't have thought it was the kind of thing that he had, or I would have thought it was the kind of thing he dreaded. Private lap dancer. It was paid for by his mates. Went into a private room. She made him lay down. She was fully naked except her suspender belt. She straddled him and sat on him. Touched his legs and chest. And obviously her stripper lady bits and bum were not far from his body. I know the details as I basically asked him. I'm gutted and I cannot get the images out of my head. My husband-to-be feels terrible and said he didn't realise it would be so graphic. I sway between feeling okay and trying to shut it out to feeling physically sick. My ex-husband had an affair and left me and the children, so perhaps I'm a little bit oversensitive. Now, we've talked about stags and hen weekends before on the show, lap dancing, but I suppose what surprised me the most in this post was the amount of people replying in agreement that a private lap dance would be a deal breaker for them. Now, I personally have no time for lap dancing. I find strip clubs and lap, maybe I'm kind of unusual or unique in the male species, I find strip clubs and lap dancing clubs, I find them very uncomfortable places. Twice in my life, I went to a strip club about in the mid-90s, it was a nightclub convention. And as part of the thing, they brought us all out for dinner. And unknowns, genuinely unknowns to me, we went to this place and we had dinner. It turned out to be a strip club. And I'll be honest with you, I found it extremely uncomfortable. I went to a lap dancing club in a stag night many years ago. I found that deeply uncomfortable as well. Don't get me wrong, I'm not being a prude. But I just found it awkward. A load of women running around with their bits hanging out, you know, and people handing them 20 quid and 30 quid. I just found it odd. You know, there was part of me were saying, you know, do they want to do it, or are they just doing it for the money, or maybe that was my better morals coming out. But I didn't like it. You know, I would rather just, you know, if I want to see lady bits, be with the person that I love. You know, and that's just me. Okay, one person said to me, in one of the reactions on this particular post, said, to be honest, I think he has acted disgracefully. Doesn't matter if it was a stag do. He could have, of course, have stopped. Just seems so childish as well as betraying you. Why? Why would you want a virtually naked woman in a private room? How would you feel if the roles were reversed? How you deal with this is up to you, but I would be devastated. This was another woman replying to her post. Another person said, it's cheating. You're not overreacting. He can't have been too distraught, or he would have walked out. What would he think if you did it? I'd kick him out whilst you have a think about it. Another person says, I wouldn't marry him after that. In any other situation, you'd be crazy to stay with someone with so little respect for you or for women in general. So why would this be any different? So are these people overreacting? Are these women overreacting to what simply was a private lap dance? How would you feel if it was your partner and he went for a private lap dance? Or if you're a guy, how would you feel if I don't know, but I don't think there is private lap dancing for men. Maybe there is somewhere, I don't know. If your missus went to, you know, a hen do and some lad was there with his man bits hanging out, swinging them all over the place and rubbing them up against her, how would you feel about it? Would you be a little bit cheesed off? Let me know. Is it okay or is it not okay? You can text or WhatsApp at 087-188-0008. Now, let me go to Amanda first. Amanda.
Hi, how are you?
Amanda, are you married?
I am.
Right, so husband comes home and he says, I've had a private lap dance, lady bits rubbing all over me. How would you feel about it?
I'd kill him. Yeah. I've no problem with him going to a strip club, part of stag, whatever, right?
Right. Friend,
that's where you ended up, fine. Private lap dance, like you're going out of your way to be alone with another.
Tantalised.
Yeah.
Titillated.
Like, I don't see how people, not just men, women or whatever, don't feel how people think that they can come home and say this and they're going to get a good reaction out of it. Like, you're never Like, think, take the strip club out of it. If you walk into a pub and someone was, like, swinging off your husband and she grinded on top of him, would you be like, oh, that's fine. No bother.
At least it was free. Yeah.
Yeah, free, yeah. You'd be like, look, grand, whatever. But
I suppose the argument from the bloke is, they're only doing a job. It's not like I'm going to have a relationship with them. Where the girl at the pub, she's clearly flirting and looking for a relationship, or she's looking for something else.
Oh, yeah, I know. What I'm saying is, like, he didn't go, oh God, I'm sitting down here, what's happening? I got a lap dance by mistake. Like, you have to pay for this. You have to look for this. You don't just say, oh, no, this happened. Oh, it's by mistake. I couldn't get out.
What? I couldn't escape.
No? Like, what are you talking about? So, I mean, of course you could get out. If you didn't want to have a lap dance, oh, I was traumatised. I'm sure you were. Do you know that kind of, like, I was traumatised.
But no, genuinely, I did go to a lap dance club. Now, I didn't get a private lap dance, right? But this is years ago at a stag party. And I'll be honest with you, I genuinely felt uncomfortable. I didn't want to be there.
Yeah.
I felt a bit awkward with the whole thing.
No, my husband has gone to lap dance clubs on stags or whatever. But, like, to be honest, he's like, fuck that, they're too expensive. I'm not paying for nothing.
Why should I pay for it? Like, I can go home to Amanda and she'll lap dance for free for me.
No, but like, I know.
So
I
you'd be devastated, Amanda, if he came home and said to you, listen, I had a few drinks. And I ended up in the room sitting on my hands and she was rubbing her bits against me. You'd be devastated, would you?
He'd know. He knows that I'd kill him. You know? Like, I would. I just think it's so seedy and, like, why would... I just don't... I think it's disrespectful towards your partner. Like, you can have a laugh, but you don't have to go off and have someone rubbing their bits on top of you. Do you know what I mean? There's no need for it, like...
And have you ever been to a strip club, like a male strip?
I haven't. No.
Would that kind of thing appeal to you?
No, not really. I always say to people, I never feel more comfortable in a female strip club than a male strip club. Like, what the hell goes on in a male strip club? I don't want to go there.
Well, I'm assuming they're swinging their bits around.
I wouldn't know where to look.
So no, it wouldn't be the end of the relationship, would it?
Well, like,
is it like cheating? Is that like kind of cheating?
Right, I'm married with 4 children, so like a private lap dance, would it end my marriage? Probably not, but I certainly wouldn't be happy about it, and like, my God, he'd have to listen to me forever about it. Anytime I do something wrong or say something smart, I'm like, yeah, remember that private lap dance?
It'd never be forgotten.
Every opportunity we...
So let's be clear, if he's listening today, he now knows the story, so there's no excuse.
He knows it just would not be worth listening to. He just wouldn't do it.
Right, no. But hang on, because Niamh, you're on Classic Hits.
I know.
Now, it says on my screen something here that I don't believe, because you're normally the voice of reason, Niamh.
I am being reasonable. I wouldn't like it.
Right. So the voice of reason wouldn't like it. Because are you the jealous type?
Oh, yeah.
Right, okay. So if he came home, and what's his name? What's his name again?
No, I'm single now.
Oh, what?
Yeah.
Oh, Niamh. You never told us that.
Well, it's only in the last couple of months, so there
okay,
you go.
Well, I wouldn't want to go into detail, but it's your own personal business. All right. Okay, so...
not because of a lap dance, by the way.
Okay, so the future partner, or I don't know, or previous partners, it comes home and says, you know, honey, I was, you know, the stag night we were at tonight, yeah, one of the lads paid for it. I didn't even pay for it. Like, but look, nothing happened. I sat on my hands, didn't touch her, but she did rub her bits on me.
I think it'd make me feel a little bit, and I'm going to sound really stupid now, but I think I'd feel a little bit insecure myself about it. Because you'd kind of be thinking, well, these women are you know, they're not there because they're shamu, you know, like they're fabulous, most of them.
Right.
And they've, you know, perfect bodies and gravity hasn't hit yet. And
they've good bits.
You know, I'm sure they've fabulous bits. And you kind of be thinking, oh God, what was he thinking? And is he looking at me now thinking of her? My mind would go into overdrive. That would be my issue now.
Right.
Not all women are like that, but that would probably be my issue.
But I do believe that women are super sensitive. Ladies, Amanda, Niamh, I think you think all men want this image of a woman, you know, with the perfect boobs and the perfect body and the hourglass figures and all this, that they want this perfect. I don't think men are like that at all. I think you're thinking we're a little bit stupid. I mean, we're not all into that.
But then why are they paying for lap dances then?
We understand that women come in different shapes and sizes.
No, I know that. I understand that. But I would think if he came home and he said, first if he came home and said he paid for a lap dance, be like, you Egypt, like. That was a waste of money for
20 quid. I think you gave me 20 quid. I'll show you mine.
Oh, well, yeah. And, you know, you wouldn't be frustrated at the end of it. Sitting on your hands, like. I mean, what's the use in that? You can't, you go out in a worse state than you come in.
So you come back frustrated after all of that.
Well, maybe that's a good thing.
It's not just the 20 quid, by the way. It's the cost of the champagne and all the kind of wine you have to buy in the place as well. Because we all know all these places are overpriced. So it's probably going to cost him 100 quid to go in there and see a pair of boobs.
Oh, for goodness sake, sure. He could put on the internet and get it for nothing.
Yeah, Amanda, imagine him paying 100 quid just to see a pair of boobs.
He wouldn't. Like, I know they went to a lap dance club over in England for a side one time, and like, I think they had to pay to get in, they had to pay to fucking look.
Wow, what's the language? It's alright, it's okay.
They had to pay to, like, Jesus, I said they had to pay to use the toilet. Like, I mean, it was mental. They had to pay for everything. Then there was a one, of course, in like a brand, a Knickers. Like, she had shot. A tray of shots for the thing. Yeah, the tray of shots, like 100 and something euro or pounds.
And she was going around in her bra and knickers, was she?
As in, like, here, take a shot. But, like, yeah, you pay for it. Like, added on to her tab, like.
Right, okay.
They were all like, oh, a tray of shots for the stag. Like, oh, God, they're minding us. No, it was added on after. And, like, it's like, yeah, you pay for this now. Like,
it's gobshites, you know, yes.
Like, because... I look at a stag.
Well, I don't get, now maybe, as I said to you, maybe just I'm a little bit different. I don't get the stupidity of wanting to pay that much money to see a pair of boobs.
Yeah, it's not, just, look, I think a lot of fellas lose the run of themselves on stags.
Yeah, they do.
They do.
Yeah. And no, women do too, though, now in fairness.
Oh,
can't
they do.
Women
hens are nearly worse.
Hens are worse.
Yeah.
Yeah, well, Helena did say the same earlier on. Now, I think Rory would be in the doghouse if he came back and kind of described this graphic scene. You know?
Yeah.
A bit, you know?
I think Amanda's right. It is a bit, it does seem a little bit disrespectful. I mean, if it's fine to go to a strip club, no issue with that, right? Go in and you know, if you're with the lads or whatever. But it's the whole thing of sitting in a room on your own with another woman who's
right.
barely dressed and she's doing all this stuff.
Well, he did say she had a pair of suspenders on her.
Oh, wow. So that's her guess, and that's enough.
She did have suspenders on, and I'm sure she had a shower. Then I whiff a perfume off or whatever, I don't know. And she rubbed her bits. Now, I have to say, I love the way she explained it in her message. She straddled him, sat on him, touched his legs and chest, and obviously her stripper lady bits and bum were not far from him at all times. Stripper lady bits.
Well, you know, they know what they're doing. I mean, that's how they make their money. So they're good at what they do.
Yeah.
So they're going to do as much as they can do without actually
breaking the law.
Anything.
Yeah.
Yeah, because they're not allowed. No one's allowed to touch anyone. So, but these are professionals. They know how to do
it. Well, a lot of them are actually prostitutes. A lot of them actually do offer other services if you're interested afterwards, probably. Because these places, a lot of these places tend to be a cover. You know what I mean? For what's really going on, I suppose, upstairs. Sorry,
yeah,
Amanda.
No,
sorry to frighten you, Amanda, in case.
No, not at all.
You know what I mean?
No,
is it cheating? Just Amanda, just before I go into the break, do you think it's cheating?
I do think private lap dance is crossing the line a bit, yeah.
Right, okay.
As I said, if you went into a pub and the girl, he would be like, oh, I was sitting here and she climbed on me and I didn't know what I was doing. Like,
she climbed on me.
It wouldn't be good enough, like, oh, that's okay. Sorry, you were so defenseless there against like a 9-stone woman and you're like 16-stone, like, sorry, it's okay. Joe, you couldn't push her away, you know.
All right, Amanda is still there, by the way. We're talking about private dances and lap dancing clubs. It wouldn't be happening in her household. And a lot of people texting in, by the way. Somebody says, I love Amanda's accent, by the way, but I wouldn't say you'd mess with her. So, are you a bit like that, Amanda? Yeah. Do you wear the pants, Amanda?
I wouldn't say that, no, to be fair. Like, we're fairly...
Right.
You know, we communicate well with each other, you know.
But he knows not to cross you.
He knows the things not to like. Don't do this, like.
Well, hang on a second, because Sharon, you're on Classic Hits. How you doing, Sharon?
Hi, Niall.
How are you doing, Sharon?
Not too bad. But I think, to be honest, yes, women generally are oversensitive about these things. And have a problem trusting blokes, and that isn't unfounded. But I think if you're going to get worried about something like this, then you know there isn't much security in the relationship because a guy, you know, a guy's going to look at pretty girls, he's going to look at porn, he's going to look at whatever. You know, that's blokes do that sort of
stuff. It's in our nature, is it?
It's either women do too. Women look at nice fit blokes and stuff gets posted on Facebook all the time with fit blokes and all the girls like it, you know, tick a like and stuff.
Yeah, but they tend to be different. Women tend not to share pictures of men with their wheelies hanging out, whereas men do tend to share pictures of, you know, topless ladies.
Yes, of course they do. And, you know, but if your bloke loves you and, you know, he'll always be titillated by, you know, this sort of stuff that is designed to titillate a bloke. But if he loves you, then that shouldn't be a problem. And if it's the sort of guy that's going to be, you know, tempted to be drifting away because of something like a lap dance, he's going to drift away anyway.
Yeah, there you go, Amanda. There's a bit of logic for you.
Not really, because right, if my husband came home to Stephen and said, I have a stag at the weekend, I'm not one of those women that's like, oh, do you have to go and why? Yeah, off you go, have a good time, right?
Yeah.
I'm on about a private lap dance. It's too intimate. It is disrespectful to your partner at home. I don't care what anyone says. It's very disrespectful. It's not an insecurity about my body. I know my husband loves him, and he's listening, by the way, because he texted me and taught me he's listening.
Right.
But no, I've no problem going to stags, no problem him going to lap dance clubs. And, like, if a pretty girl walks down the road, I'd nearly say to him, God, she's a very good looking girl. He'd be like, yeah, she was. That's it.
Right, so you're not insecure in the relationship.
No, I'm not like, why were you looking at her? I'd nearly spot her first, like, you know?
Yeah. Right, okay.
Like, so if there was a girl out and she had a big, massive bust and it's right there in her face, I often say to my husband, how can I give out about you looking when I had a gawk at the same time? Do you know that kind of way?
Yeah. Like, yeah, you're not, there's no problem admiring beauty, no. Yeah. Okay.
Yeah, exactly. But I think a private lap dance, like, that woman there, that's her job to be as, like, I don't know, it's very like, the next stage is prostitution.
Right.
Do you know what I mean?
It's just one step below prostitution.
Exactly. That's what it is like for me in a minute. I think it'd be very disrespectful if he did. Like,
hang on, Sharon, she's got a point. It is one kind of step below prostitution.
Yes, but it is a step below prostitution, you know, and, you know.
But she is rubbing her lady bits on him.
Yes, but, you know, lap dancing's been, stripping's been going on from, you know,
that
the dawn
make
of
it
time.
Right. That doesn't make it right.
You know, I'm not saying it makes it right, but it is there, and it is, you know, every bloke I know goes on stag do's and gets lap dances and private lap dances.
I don't think I'd be
stuff.
Too pleased if my partner was somewhere where there was a fella rubbing his bit all over. I don't know. I don't know if I'd be happy about that.
I can't help it. That image always.
I know. Yeah, it does conjure up a really bad image.
It comes up a bad image, but then I just counteract that with Danny DeVito being the stripper in Friends, and you couldn't
Helena wants to get into the act here. Hold on, sorry, Helena. What are you saying?
I'm just giving you a look because at the start of the show, you slagged me for having the exact same opinion, that I wouldn't be too happy with somebody rubbing their bits on Rory, and you're saying you wouldn't be too happy with someone rubbing their bits on your missus.
Well, yeah, but there's a double standard in society.
There shouldn't be.
I'm accepting that there is.
See, isn't it funny how you put yourself into the situation? You go, hang on a second. That is a bit weird.
It's bit, not bits.
Well, women have bits. Man has a bit. I mean,
yeah.
Basic biology.
What do you mean, man has bits? Is that, yeah. Come on, this is.
It's a
meaty
bit.
Meaty veg. It's not just meat. Come on.
I'm just trying to keep it down for daytime radio. It was after 9 o'clock at night. We could discuss it in a bit more detail. But I'm just saying, I can understand why Amanda would be a little bit upset by it. You know what I mean?
But surely that's a conversation that she just hasn't said, look, you know, I'd rather you didn't do that. And, you know, that's fine. A relationship is all about communication to keep, you know, some respect and some degree of aiming to keep your partner happy is what any good relationship is based on. And if
is Amanda not right and Helena not right in some sense that it's Helena sitting at home, Amanda's sitting at home, meanwhile Rory and Amanda's other half are off out at a stag night. And I have this whole a vision in my head of Rory and this other Amanda. What's your husband's name?
Dan.
What's his name?
Dan.
Okay, so Dan and Rory are out somewhere, okay? And they're sitting on their hands while these two young ones, you know, with large boobs, are rubbing them all over them. I can imagine that's disrespectful to Helena and Amanda, isn't it, Sharon?
Well, surely those blokes are probably going to be, you know, at times sitting there watching porn
on a website.
Oh,
and,
no.
You know,
don't go there with Helena. Don't go
I
there.
I know, but I think it's normal. I don't think
it's different.
Helena, don't start. You said here one night on the radio you considered watching porn cheating.
But in this, like, this scenario, watching something is very different to actually sitting there with some random lady doing her thing on you. Like, I don't know how to say it without being sounding dirty. So.
Well, it is a bit dirty. I think, you know, I think, yeah, it is a bit dirty. You know, I find it fairly distasteful. But I think, you know, creating such a hoo-ha in your own mind about it is only going to end up hurting you and put a division in your relationship that probably doesn't need to be there. It needs to just be talked about.
Well, why would you do it? I suppose the point is, why would you do it? Why would you do something that you know? Like, for example, if I was sitting there getting a private lap dance, I know if my partner saw that, it would upset her. I would like to think it probably would, because it would upset most women who have partners or husbands. So why would you do it even without her knowing? Do you know what I mean?
That all the blokes, come on, it's stag do. I've had the pleasure of going on a stag do because a lot of my friends are blokes. And, you know, if they all go in and have, you know, if the groom and the best man have it because they're on their stag do, and the other lads are like, come on, Dave, get a, you know, you got to go or whatever. And they're like, God, boys on a stag do, doesn't matter if they're 50.
But they just
or
say
18.
No. They just say no.
Yes, I know. They're all beard up and they're all in the mood and we're celebrating being stags and we're out proving our manhood. Oh, come on. Boys, you know, as I say, it doesn't matter if they're 50 or they're 18. When they get together in a group, they behave like teenagers. They want to feel like they're a teenager again and have control of their life and be silly and go out and get drunk on a stag do and it's a weekend of freedom or whatever. And, yeah, I don't say it's necessarily right, but I think that if you get a big issue about it as the woman, you're only going to end up hurting yourself because you'll damage the relationship. I think you need to talk about
it. Okay, well, let me ask Amanda, just in relation to what I mentioned to Helena there a second, Amanda, would you have a problem with your other half, Dan, looking at porn?
No.
No.
It's like, that's just watching something, whatever. Do you know, he's not watching himself in it. Do you reckon, right? He's not doing the act, if that makes sense.
Dad owes me, he owes me big time if he's listening at the moment, because I'm opening up this whole conversation for him. And I know you two are going to have a good old talk about this tonight.
No, Dad,
I'm giving you free rein here, Dan. You can now watch porn. Amanda said it's okay.
No, he knows this. We're very open with our conversations. And like, Dan knows if he went on stag in the morning that there's so much shit he'd have to listen to if he came back and got a private lap dance. It just would not be worth a private lap dance.
He'd kill him.
It would not be worth it. And he knows that. And I know that. So why he just wouldn't do it. I know he wouldn't. I have 100% trust in he would not get private lap dance. I don't think he'd disrespect me like that. I'm the mother of his children. Do you know?
Well said. Like, well said, Amanda. Dan, I hope you're listening to all that. Now, stay there for a second, because Jay, you're on Classic Hits. How you doing, Jay?
How are you, Niall?
Good. You believe the guy that came home in the original message and told his missus about the lap dance was in gobshite in the first place?
Yeah, what gobshite goes home and tells on the Come on, listen to the women. Listen to what you just said.
Yeah.
They carve them up.
Well, except with the exception of Sharon, she seems okay with it.
Yeah, she's one of these new liberal women.
Right, okay.
We all want.
Yeah, but Helena and Amanda are not okay with it.
My obsession is your obsession with these wobbly bits and these stripper bits you keep going on about.
Mm.
What's your obsession with it?
What's my obsession with it?
Yeah.
I don't have an obsession with them.
them
but mind you, there's nothing wrong with wobbly bits. So, you know, I have to say, they are lovely. Wobbly bits are lovely.
No, you got to stop looking at it in a seedy way. It's not illegal. Okay, none of these women are chained in there to that. Bit of fun. It's a bit of fun. Them girls are making a few quid. Gobshites like us are spending a few quid. You know the world works. That's how the world works.
So are you saying what Amanda and Helena don't know is not going to hurt them?
Exactly.
Well, can I ask you a question, Jay? What is the kind of obsession with it for men on a stag? Why is that the go-to thing to do?
It's a laugh.
Why? I'm trying to just understand it, Jay, that's all.
You put a bunch of fellas in a room and mention the word doobies, right? You're going to have seven of them giggle. Because that's what we're like. We're immature children. You know what I mean? There's no giggling away with doobies. Wobbly bits. It's just a laugh. I've only ever been to one and it was on a stag. Done nothing for me. You know, it was a bit of laugh, a bit of joke. Lads are slagging each other over it.
So here's a text that came in, okay? Yeah. And I just need to read it out.
If you're down on your own, sorry for cutting across, Lena. If you're sneaking off in the middle of the week on your own, well, you have a problem. But if there's a bunch of you down off on a stag's weekend and you're all on the tear, it's only a laugh.
Right, go on. What are you going to say? What's
so
the text?
So here's a text that was sent in from a guy, and I just think it sums up how there could be better things out there than going to a lap dance club, okay? It says, a stripper in Liverpool is £5. However, I declined, as a bottle of Stella and a kebab tray was only £4.85. Got more enjoyment out of that.
And they last longer.
This is what I don't understand. Why go to a lap dancing club?
Yeah, I see, Jay, I did go once to a lap dancing club. Now, I didn't have the private lap dance. It was a stag party. And I also had I went to another stag party where there was a stripper. And I genuinely, Jay, maybe it's just me, I felt uncomfortable with the thing. I didn't like it at all.
You're from an era where sex was a bad thing. I'm from the same era. You're
not that, like, no, I'm not. Well, like I'm a dinosaur.
Yeah, well, yeah. I mean, realistically, we are, because the younger generation now, a lot of them, they don't care. They've seen more of it before they're 15, 16 on the internet now. So, you know what I mean? You look at pop videos, Noel. I mean, strippers wear more in walking and pop dance than they do on these new pop videos. You just have to watch some of them.
Rihanna, right, the girls in the pop videos are not right beside you, as you know, Amanda said, rubbing their stripper lady bits on you.
It's desensitizes to it. I mean, years ago, the woman's body was a mysterious thing because nobody got to see it. You know that. But now, all you have to do is turn on any telly and sure you're seeing everything. Look at them programmes that are on at the moment, that Naked Attraction.
By the way, has anybody else seen Naked Attraction?
I've seen it once. Yeah. Maybe I was once.
You know when you're sitting at night and you're flicking through the channels, bored out of your head, and you're looking for something to watch, right? And all of a sudden I came across Naked Attraction. It was like 11 o'clock. I'd finished here, it was half 11, 12 o'clock at night, right? So here it is. It's like blind date in the nude. It's absolutely awful.
Your way up, Noel. You set the ankles and you walk your way up to see what she looks like. You know, what's wrong with the world?
Real people, real opinions, real talk radio. The multi-award-winning Niall Boylan Show. Classic Hits.